God saw that he had made, and it was very good. Genesis 1, 31. Have you ever taken the time to truly stop and appreciate the world around you? To look at the beauty of nature, the laughter lines on a loved one's face, or the simplicity of the world around you? It can be absolutely breathtaking when that happens. Recently, my husband had the marvelous opportunity to go snowmobiling through Yellowstone National Park. Each day, he would send me pictures of the various places or things they passed throughout the day. Frozen waterfalls, snow-covered fields with buffalo, and mountains in the distance. Every image was majestically beautiful and took my breath away, and that was just through photographs. I can't imagine how my husband felt. Unfortunately, we do not always take the time to appreciate the beauty we see. Instead of seeing shade and precious colors, we see the plant we have to trim this Saturday. Instead of the laugh lines that tell a precious story, we see wrinkles. Very often, we forget to pause and take in the meaning behind the beauty of the world. It's easy to get in a rush and forget the wonder around us. Instead, we have to imagine how God sees the world. So, what does God think when he sees what he created? We do not have to ponder the question long because he has already given the answer. The creation story in Genesis reminds us that he looked at it and said, "And God saw that it was good." Good. Not ugly, not annoying, not frustrating, not a hindrance. Instead, it is good. That's what we have to remember when we see the world around us.